Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and who are you? This is a show that we want to know who you are. This show is called Radiance by Design, and that means you and I are setting up our frequency and our radiance so that we can move into the world and magnetize and vibrate to and transform and activate and not just sort of come in as a vibrational thug holding the old frequencies of the past. We want to be in there sort of sparking up the new frequencies. And, you know, talking about new frequencies, I'm a bit blown away because, you know, how I've been talking to you about the reconnection. The Reconnection by Eric Pearl. I took the courses. I've done my upgrading, and I didn't want to talk about that particularly tonight. This is the Radiance show, not just Reconnection. But in the Reconnection, and the reason I took it the first place, is that they teach you how to connect to the higher frequencies consciously and apply that to your healing and your self-healing and your evolution. Now, I'm a psychic, as many of you know, an intuitive, a counselor. I used to call myself an energy counselor, and I, like you, I'm growing and changing these days. And doing Reconnection, which I do, and seeing the higher frequencies, or at least some of them as they come through, and seeing the process of embodying these higher frequencies that are being downloaded is really, really fascinating. That in the midst of all this chaos, in the midst of all these rapid changes, and we'll get into that today too, I've noticed when I'm working with people, you can't see what I see because we all intuitive see differently, it seems. But in any case, what happens is when I'm working with people and looking for the frequencies that are dense or stuck or so on in order to shift them and release people to those amazing lights that are pulsing through their soul's journey, I'm watching lately over many, many individuals a really bright kind of, say if it's like a bell shape, only it's vibrational, meaning it's all jig-jag. There's this very, very steep curve as this frequency load comes down over the person. And as we work on the energy, the person becomes more and more able. It's as if we have membranes, energy membranes, consciousness membranes around our body mind, and we're able to penetrate these with these higher frequency energies. And then people seem to be absorbing them more easily. It isn't always easy for us to take on the high frequency energies and not feel buffeted about, pushed and pulled, you know, trying to put something high frequency into something that's tightly contained can be quite difficult unless that high frequency goes shazam. Remember in the old funny papers where they'd have these lightning bolts that come in? They got a good point on them, don't they? So I'm happy to report that more and more lately I'm able to see and almost not quite quantify but certainly qualify some of these wonderful frequencies and help people absorb them and bring them through. I'm pretty excited about that. I've never heard of anybody talking about it like that because we all talk about things differently, but I'm happy to report that I'm happy to report. So today on Radiance by Design, we're going to be talking about karma. As a lot of you know, studying with or talking with Dwal Kool on Paradigm Shifters and then going to some of their workshops, Dwal Kool, coming through Kathleen Kingdon in Colorado, is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful being who used to come through Alice Bailey. He talks about everything is karma. If you want to know what your karma is, take a look in the mirror, because your face shape, your lineage, your body design, your internal organs, your propensities for fragilities, for illnesses and so on, your propensities for amazing gifts and so on, all of it has been accrued through many, many lifetimes. And of course, you and I know we get slapped over the head with some wonderful graces periodically, don't we? Sometimes we get wonderful gifts that just pop through the lineage and so on. And that's also called karma under these circumstances. So it's Christmas time almost, or it's the time, not necessarily Christmas, Hanukkah, and just that time of year where people come around and celebrate and collect with families, the solstice time. So on all these different people collecting from oftentimes the lineage just as much as friendships. So a lot of people, me included, go back in time in terms of how you have felt, what kind of karma you're embodying into the soul journeys and karma of the people of your family of origin, so on, even your children. And a lot of people complain that these are hard things to go through at Christmas time. And I wanted to talk about, and I realized it's not just Christmas, it's, I can't remember the African name, Kwanzaa? There's all these different names, but this time of the year is a festive time, so forgive me if I sound specific when I say Christian. Christmas, I'm not trying to be specifically Christian. I'm thinking of the great salutes of this time of year. And I want to talk about how, also Dwal Kool and many, many others, Jackie's team, and others, my own counselors and guides and Galexis and so on, they all say we don't have to live into karma, which means that you don't have to live a life that's predicated on running the programs that you happen to have accrued through many, many lifetimes, whether they're from this planet or from other galaxies or whatever. You don't have to run them, but sometimes it takes a bit of a trick to help ourselves unhook from karma. I had some of that happen with me. I had to grab the helm of my subconscious over the last couple of weeks and move myself through some really puny reactions or self-belittling reactions that I have had in my being through family of origin and so on. And so I'm just one example. I talked to lots of people by phone, and many, many individuals are undergoing a tremendous challenge, not just because of the time of year, but partially it's induced by the time of year. But it's also the rapid changes on our planet, the rapid changes in the universe, and how those rapid changes are pushing us to be able to shift. This is called the time of the shift, isn't it? Pushing us to be able to shift, to catalyze our transformation at this time, or else we resist, and people get sick, and they get puny, and they lie down, and they feel ill, and so on and so forth. So whatever is the reason for you to feel pushed upon, remember, this is the time of the shift, and what we want to do is transform, 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 and tonight we're going to talk about taking care of transforming some of the karmic reactions, the tyranny of the subconscious, and turn it into your inspiring and inspired will to become conscious. And how do we do that energetically? How do we do that with frequencies? I'm not using the reconnection tonight, don't mistake me, but I am saying that it's opened me to have a greater visual understanding of what's going on, just as Dwal Kool has done that, just as Jackie and her team have done that, just as my own guides and angels, whom I love so dearly, have done that a lot. So we're going to do that with you, and I'll bet you've got some great insights and some great understandings to share with us tonight. And I trust you're going to call in right after we do our sacred geometric meditation. One of the things about these meditations, and the guides were saying this just the other day when I was channeling for Bob and I, they were saying, remind yourself that when it gets really tumultuous and really rambunctious, start using the structures, and they're right. Immediately you go into those structures, you feel safer, and there's room in there for you to move consciously, to move the frequencies, the vibrations, the way you've stored things in your own body, mind. You can move them. You can change them. You can help yourself with them. So let's help ourselves today. And maybe what we'll do while we're in the structures, well, no, I think I'll leave it like it is. We'll do some healing work, some political work, some futurizing, and who is it you want to be? How is it you want to be? And that's our first vision in our structures. And let's go and create our magical, magical research lab. You ready? You're all ready? Take a couple of deep breaths. Some of you are still rushing around. Okay, sit down, close your eyes. And call in above your head about 2 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And draw from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball, a beautiful golden filament of light. And then draw from the upper ball down to about waist height, 20 feet out, a four-sided pyramid with lines of gold, and then upside down, meeting it point to point, another four-sided pyramid, and its lower point pokes into the lower ball. So now you're in an eight-sided structure called an octahedron for eight sides, and inside that you create a crystal ball. And look at the colors in the crystal ball. To me, I'm always amazed at how they just shift and they become kind of radiant, misty, mystical. I don't know what happens with yours. That's what I see. Maybe you can tell me what you see. And then inside of that, there you are in the star tetrahedron, the three-dimensional Star of David. And I realize it is the Merkaba. I used to think it was different because the Merkaba always looked different to me. However, I was reading, as I said to you recently, how the Merkaba can be any shape. It's a vehicle of transformation. So I think of it as a great big car lot, and we all have different styles. So let's look at your Merkaba. This time it's a three-dimensional Star of David, but maybe yours will pop up differently. And in your Merkaba, in your Star of David, start spinning and spinning and spinning. I love that part. Spinning and spinning. And as you spin, look in front of you at a magical screen. And on the first section of the screen, you're going to see and create a movie of yourself being what it is you're striving to be. So I see myself being able to transform dimension after dimension after dimension at will, stepping through that karmic tyranny, able to come from the heart freely and without pain. And I see myself doing that and enjoying the liberty. Remember, human potential is only just, we're just on the edge of it, aren't we? And now when you're happy with whatever it is you want to create for yourself, then let's move over. And on this screen, what is the project you want to do? It could be home and family. It could be partnership. I'm doing a television series. First one's going to show on December 26th, so I'm always recreating my television series in the structure. What you want to do if you're writing a book or anything that you're trying to do, or you are doing, not trying. All right, see yourself doing it. See the beings that you need to help you coming toward you. See them involved in it. See yourself creating whatever the project is you want to do. See it going extremely well. And whilst you're sitting and enjoying it going really well, right now, see it ongoing, because more resources come, the resources that are, financial, the resources of people, situations, whatever it takes to sustain your beautiful vision. Excellent job. And when you feel that you're actually present in your dream project, let's wrap it in light so it continues to stew, continues to be amped up by these wonderful new frequencies coming through. And then on a new screen, what is it we want to do? We're bringing in the Galactic Healing Center. And now you always bring in your team. We go into the Galactic Healing Center, call in your healing team, and then have your wonderful table there. And you're the first person to come into the healing center. You lay on the table, or you can sit on the table if you want, and the healing team will work with you. Now, what is it they choose to do? Mm-hmm. And they may give you some advice. That's right. And what is your team? My team is working on me, and boy, my body is just a buzzing. What's happening with you? If you have an ache or a pain or an illness or a brokenness or something, don't be afraid to tell them what you'd like to have done. But they often see many dimensions beyond you, too. Good. All right. And then when you feel like that, the feeling of healing is actually going on, wrap that part in light and bring in another table and another team. And now who do you bring in on that one? I'm seeing some people. There's more than one here. In fact, I see three, but one of them I'm going to focus on in particular this night. who's having a really, really hard time with concentration, focus, feeling all right. It's getting dangerous in his mind. It's scary. And I want to see the team working with him. And they're moving things in his brain. And they're moving things in his belly, which we know is the subconscious. And some of them are pulling, almost vacuuming, things out of his body. Well, these aren't things like dust bunnies and screws and old fluff balls and papers. No, these are densities and confusions that he's had in there for a long time. This is a sensitive person who's really tamped his sensitivity down. He didn't know how to handle it. So they're just drawing things. I always have this one member of the team who appears to have kind of a vacuum apparatus as a part of his countenance. And he's vacuuming this person's system out. There you go. And apparently this person has, I'm asking for advice for him. He apparently has a lot of heartache from being a child. And they're trying to pull that out of him, too. Sometimes really sensitive people, when they cave in, act out a lot of repressed emotions and hidden emotions and fears and so on. So now we're having them infuse him. Well, what they're doing is infusing him, almost like putting injections in him of the most beautiful, stabilizing, calming frequencies. Ooh, too bad I didn't know him better and I would call him. Right. And let's infuse him with a little more pink as well. And wrap that in light that he can continue and your beings that you're working on can continue with their healing. And now let's bring in the third one, the table. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have someone here who's got a broken arm, broken wrist, and who is deeply lonely. And this person is lying down on the table and asking, yes. And she's being helped. But once again, they're pulling things out. They're kind of vacuuming things out. Because remember, if you have a really sore wrist, it could be because of a deep, hidden frustration. Oh, I see. They're showing me that. She fell when the snows and so on were really intense. And when she was already going through a terrific anxiety and a deep disappointment about something. So when she fell and broke her wrist, it's very interesting because the wrist itself is a response to hidden pain, and it threw her off balance. So as we look at the wrist, they're showing me that they're pulling out some very deep hidden issues from the belly area, the back to the vacuuming, and something from her brain, the temporal lobe, and the occiput. So there's a real sadness in there. So we're pulling all that out because it seems to be helping her arm. There's another one. I wish I could call her. See? That's it. Very good. All right. And now wrap that in light and let's take a look at the political scenario that we want to choose to look at. Now, people are panicking. Let's just take a look at the this country's economic situation. Yes, and I'm just seeing, oh my, there's such confusion right now. I'm seeing that there is a great deal that's being created in the entrepreneurial level of people. There are many, 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 many creative people in this country who are beginning to do a lot of interesting projects. And I'm seeing that bubble across the face of the land as a kind of silver and gold little bubbles of activity. In the meantime, there's some tremendous power issues pushing and pulling in the White House area, the Pentagon, in the substructures of our government. Maybe we call them superstructures of our government. Okay, so what we're going to do is take a very bright pink light, the light of abundance, understanding, caring, and mutual support, bring it down from the universe in through the top of our head, down into the heart and out our arms, and send that light to President Obama and the people with him who truly want to rebuild a reasonable economic structure and have the light moving through them and softening things for them. It's interesting, all of a sudden a white and bright blue light hit the Pentagon too. They don't know they're being bombasted with really loving light. Remember, the white and blue light sort of represents inspiration, great ideas, new ideas, and the courage to implement them, but they're usually spiritually initiated. So that's what suddenly hit. And now let's take the rest of the light and then just gallop it all over the country, all over the country, and then have it follow those lines, those economic lines that go out through global and international trade and peace. And wherever there's war, have it sent there. Anywhere that you're concerned about people and their health, their well-being, whether their country is going to be able to sustain itself, we just keep sending all this lovely light from your heart to these people and keep seeing that the world can produce what it needs in order to evolve into a mutually a win-win civilization. It's very possible. Let's just send the light out to that and then have that pink light surround the entire world. Yeah, so that it's this pink ball and it's pulsing with this light of possibility, of love, of harmony, and of change and growth. And beings in other dimensions are able to perceive it. In fact, as soon as I said that, I see other colors all around the world from different dimensions. And then cycle around and around the world and have it come back into your arms and into your chest and up through the chest, up to the top of your head, and shoot way out into the great central sun. And now bring yourself, close off the Galactic Healing Center and pop back in your Merkaba, your star tetrahedron, and spin and spin and spin, spin and spin. Good. Now come back into the room with me. But that was really fun, and I just really love doing those. I get very buzzy. And what happens with you? I hope you're going to call in today. So I wanted to talk a little bit about karma, meaning those places that when you go, or those people when you meet, you're really challenged. You want to be, you're scared, maybe you're scared of them, you get defensive around them, you don't know how to be neutral around them. That's kind of karmic stuff. People that you cannot be without, people you meet them and you go, I just know I have to be with that person. Sometimes it's a good time to turn around and walk away, because sometimes the knowing you have to be with that person is the kind of karma that then turns into the retribution of something that's been hidden in the soul's journey. Not always, not always. My way of finding out when that, if that's true, is there's this kind of molten gray energy, that comes between me and certain people, and I know. Oh, the other thing that used to happen before I awakened to being an intuitive is I used to watch certain people's faces sort of begin to turn gray and then slip into a whole other face. I spent years stopping that without realizing that that was a gift of introducing me to that ability to decide who was karmic, who was going to do a retributional kind of interaction in my life, and who wasn't. So it's very interesting. It's so nice to have hindsight, but good grief, wouldn't it be nice if we got it at 6 years old? So, again, my name is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design, and I'd love you to call in, because sometimes when you call in, we do energy work, we find out what's going on in your life, we help you release yourself from some of the ties that bind, some of the ties that you meet karmically, are the things that help you activate yourself. So it's not all bad, is it? And again, as we say, you can even look in the mirror to see what your karma is, and we'll talk more about that. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Are you laughing? Call me at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. I hope to hear from you soon. So, back to karma. You know, I was talking about these higher frequency energies. So let's put ourselves into a make-believe scenario, okay? Well, actually, I'm going to look out there and read for somebody who's not expecting me to read for her. Okay, so she's, I don't know what her name is, but she's very busy right now, and she's listening, but she's sort of puttering. And I'm watching. She's got a kind of an anger in her, and she's building up in her preparation for people to come to the house. I don't know when exactly Hanukkah is. I get the feeling it might be for that. But in any case, she's got an anger about a certain sister of hers, and there's an anger about feeling, I think, oppressed or something. She feels like pretty soon they're all going to be here, and she feels unheard, and she feels oppressed. I'm watching that. We're saying, okay, we see you, and we see why some of this could have happened, but I'll tell you what, when you're dealing with karma, the whys aren't going to make any sense, because the whys are maybe in two lifetimes ago, she took your inheritance, or three lifetimes ago, he chopped your head off, or, you know what I mean, that you can't really sit down with somebody that you have issues with and say, okay, I think you chopped my head off one time, because they'll think you're nuts, you know. Not only that won't resolve the issue, will it? So I, who always wanted to resolve issues verbally, realize as I get older that that's pretty much impossible. Anyway, so here's my friend, and she's got a ton of people coming, and there's a couple of them that really get under her skin. Have you ever felt like that? So we're asking her to feel, to stop for a minute, and she is. She stopped. She's listening to me. Smart girl, because we're going to help you through this, so you're going to have a little more fun, honey. Oh, goody. Can you just wait till I finish with my mystery woman? All right. And so what I'm seeing is I want her to stop for a minute and then go inside and ask to feel that incredible suppression from, there's two people that really make her feel that way. We won't say they make her feel that way. We'll say that the karma between them leaves her feeling oppressed, okay? So we're going to ask her to feel oppressed and wrap yourselves in light, because you might be able to do your own work doing this, but you don't want to take hers on. Okay, so she feels oppressed and oppressed and oppressed and oppressed. And I see it really breaking her heart. It's interesting. And she feels more and more oppressed. We're going to exaggerate it and exaggerate it and exaggerate it. Good work. And then we're going to command. No, we're just going to keep exaggerating it. It's just a thing, darling. It's not really you and it's not really them. It's just a thing. There you go. And exaggerate a little bit more. Good. Then we're going to call in those amazing frequencies and ask that they're pushing in to neutralize it. That's right. And we're just going to shift some energy here with her. Mm-hmm. And I want you to command total release of the oppression right now. I command total release of that oppression right now. Because it isn't who you are. It's an old, old karmic tie. Okay, now, so it went to her stomach and now into her belly. The belly houses the subconscious and, again, karma. So I want you to imagine for a minute backing up and observing that pressure in the belly that came from this. You're doing a great job and it's changing. Back up and observe it. Back up and observe it. Back up and observe it. And it's not you. It's moving out. It's moving out. It's moving out. You know what's funny is I feel like burping, which means that we're getting somewhere. And then if you do that over and over again, when you get those pushes and pulls, guess what happens? Is you're going to feel really different. You're going to feel neutral or quasi-neutral maybe, or headed toward neutral, when you're in those kind of family entanglements. So if you're not quite done, that's okay. Keep going, and we're going to take our caller right now, and we might just continue with some of these processes. Good evening. You're on the air, and I'm glad.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, this is Santara. Hi, it's so nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. My question is, my Merkaba has definitely been activated, and I can feel myself in my Merkaba, and when I do my energy work, going into parallel realities and timelines, and the thing is, I'm not visual, but I can feel all these going in and making decisions of what I'm going to take out from this lifetime and blah, 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 blah. But the thing
wow.
is, I'm feeling just, my eyes and mouth are burning so badly. It's like, they're just.
How long has that been going on?
The eyes and mouth?
Yes.
Burning or my Merkaba going into the other realities?
Well, the eyes and mouth first, and then the Merkaba.
The eyes and mouth have been going on for several months, but, you know, I have a number of other ascension symptoms, if that's what you want to call them. but the thing is I do a number of things to get grounded and integrated, besides the burning, just... you know, equilibrium and out of it, and I'm having a heck of a time, and it's also really frustrating because, as you were talking about in the beginning of the show, you can see that the frequencies, and I can sort of see them, but mm-hmm. it's really frustrating because I know that I'm doing all this stuff and making these decisions and bringing in through these higher frequencies, but I really have no idea really what is going on and how to maybe how to ground it and integrate it better so I don't have the ascension symptom.
Do you have a workout, a physical workout that's strong?
Well, I do yoga for about a half hour a day, and I do a brisk walk for about a half hour a day.
Oh, that's good. Do you do like rapid breathing in your yoga pranayama?
I do.
The reason
not exactly
I'm asking
like that, but
well, the reason I'm asking that is you're doing wonderful work and you have an amazingly beautiful vibration. I can feel it. It's just lovely. And
aww.
Basically, you like your exploration, don't you?
Well, it's what I live for. I mean,
And you do energy work, eh?
Okay. I've been doing energy work for many, 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 many years.
Oh,
but it hasn't come to fruition yet. As far as where it's going to lead me or what form it's going to take, I've just been bringing in through these higher frequencies greater and greater and greater amounts for many, many years. And I have not really a clue as to where it's going to go. And I've been having horrible physical, mental, emotional symptoms as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
You
know Amaji, don't you? Amaji is a wonderful being who travels the world over. She is always, always in pain, you know.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but I hope mine's going to end, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. Just because you're an amazing healer doesn't mean we don't get hit with some of that stuff now and again, but I'm looking at you going, there's some really interesting, almost like you are stepping free in this lifetime. You're embodying a really kind of the guides are using the term ascension and becoming a universal being, which is very different from being a human being. It's kind of, this might be a rather simplistic way of putting it, but it's like you will be a multidimensional person in the third dimension, but the push-pull in your system is really... Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought. But the thing is, right now, I'm walking around in daily life feeling I'm multidimensional and that this is an illusion, and every second I'm aware of this is an illusion. I mean, it's so weird. It's really getting hard to kind of manage it.
Are you single?
No.
Well, that's good. That helps a bit, doesn't it, to ground things? You don't have to go there. I'll tell you what. But
no,
I'm looking
but the
at.
Thing is,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, you go ahead.
I'm just seeing that you're coming through a huge, it's sort of the way I'm seeing it is you've got these like diagonal lines running through your body, mind, as they give way to kind of a different universal frequency arrangement. So you're being rearranged, honey. And I don't think it should be quite so painful in a while because you're dropping off almost like a shell of frequency. Did you hear me say it? Sometimes it feels like you've got membranes of frequency around the body, mind, and yours inside. I'm seeing them. It's funny. I keep seeing these diagonal lines as if you've got like pyramid shape in the belly and you've got like a triangular shape around the side and going into the spleen and all that. And I go, these things are all pushing and pulling to release you from the encodements. The guides are saying the encodements that are keeping you defined in this way. And it is hard. It's really hard. Do you have lots of baths, lots of hot water, salt soaks?
No, I haven't really done that. I don't really like hot water. But
where do you live?
I live in Roseville, California.
Oh, nice. Pretty there.
You know where that is?
Yes, I sure do. My aunt lives in Grass Valley. I'm up here in Bellingham.
Oh, I know. I heard you say, I've heard some of your shows, and you had the friend that was real ill.
That's right. And she passed. And,
did she?
Bless her.
Oh,
but in any case, I'm seeing you, and I'm going, you are quite an amazing being. And some of the pain comes from, and you won't like this, but I'm telling you what I'm being told. Some of the pain comes from resistance in you, as if our little bodies have a mind, well, we know this, they have a mind of their own, and they want to hold on to their position. And that's why you're kind of getting bopped around right now, because the frequencies are moving up, and the dream of your soul journey and your higher consciousness is to release the way your body balanced on the planet. And it's really hard for our bodies to actually let go. It's kind of ascension, in a way, is kind of like a death of a way of being, not that you're dying. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, actually, it feels like I am. I mean, that's exactly what it feels like. It does on many levels of not just the old way of being. It feels like it on every level. And I have thought lately, maybe I really am getting ready to make my transition, that I'm helping the Earth ground these higher frequencies in, and then my job is done, because it feels like, I don't know, it feels like I'm getting ready to leave.
And are you older?
Oh, I am 57.
Mm. So you're in a Saturn return time.
Hmm? Pardon?
So you were also in a Saturn return time.
I don't really know about that too much.
Oh, that's an astrological thing between 56 and 59.
Oh, well, I mean, I know that, but...
all it means is one of those times of huge change in your chart, and I'm not going to go into astrology right now, but the way you look to me is someone who is reconstructing her foundational self in such a way it looks like a house dissembling and a new self kind of emerging, and it hurts a lot. And you're going to find that as you get to be higher and higher frequency, you're going to do that incrementally way faster than you did in the past. And that's going to make you unbalanced sometimes, and you have to look after that. You have to have a lot of greens. Do you eat a lot of greens?
Yes, I do. I take very good care of myself, I think.
And I'm not the kind of... I'm not the kind of reader who will tell you if you're going to make the transition. But I will tell you that the guides are saying that you are, in a sense, transiting from the nature of what you've been. It's been a long and steady process. Mm-hmm. Do you remember like 10 or 15 years ago, we'd go into a process and it would last 2, 3, 4 weeks? And now it's like, boom, you're through a process in no time at all, it seems. And it's getting faster.
Yeah, but my energy, all this stuff has been going on for, I'd say, 20 years, this, that, if not more. Mm-hmm. And the higher and higher these frequencies come in, I'm just so tired of, you know what I mean? It's just taking such a toll. And it does. I just feel like something, I'm getting ready to, I don't know, it's physically leave, it's I've done my job, or if it's just symbolic.
Okay, so I am seeing that you will be, in a while, fully different than the way you've been. So you could say that's a transition, and I'm not saying you're dying. I'm saying you will be very different, darling. And you will not you will not be adhering to a lot of the principles that you've been resisting and struggling with. You know how you've been transforming and trying to become more and more and bring through higher and higher frequencies?
Yeah.
In the meantime, you're trying to keep your whole third dimensional self together, or as you said, ground in the third dimension. I'm going, you're not going to bother grounding after a while, because the frequencies will be way higher. And it seems to be much freer to you, as if you've climbed up over that great ball of, say, karmic intelligence, and you're beginning again. Now, I don't know if that's a real death or a physical death, or whether it's just the death of a being.
Oh, you know what? I'm so happy to hear that. I mean, you know what? It doesn't matter which one it is. I'm just happy to hear that it's coming to the discomfort.
And your progress has been quite steady, darling.
Oh, thank you so much,
Brian. Okay, so I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to tell other people at home as well, for those of you who are listening, is that look for the resistances in your body. Look for the suppressions. And my guide's way of teaching that was to say, call up in your body, mind, all of the resistances in any given moment. Sometimes I'll do that for a day or two, and it's just overwhelming how many ways. Because it's those holdings that are keeping you from feeling quite comfortable, because it's like you're always between worlds. You can't really get balanced in either or.
That's right.
You have a beautiful frequency and a lovely light, so keep up your wonderful
work. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for calling, Centauri.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night. That's really interesting, isn't it? Because it is true that when we get bopped about, and many people are saying, oh my gosh, are things changing so fast, and I can barely concentrate, or I can barely keep things together, and sometimes things go together faster than they've ever gone before because everything is speeding up. But it seems to me, when I'm going back into karma, we're dragging that great big pot of karma with us, which is all of those feelings that came from other times that connect us with all kinds of other people. We didn't get into karma talking to Centauri, but we can. Oh, goody, you're on the air. I'm just going to finish one little line here. When we're calling in the higher frequency energies, you can coax them into your system, and you can actually make them kind of fluid, and they can come in and through and make it much easier for you to transform from an unbalanced place or a stuck place. And again, pay attention to your resistances, because that'll bop you around too. Good evening. You're on the air, and I'm glad. How are you?
Hey, Veronica. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you, darling?
In Pagosa Springs. I haven't listened to you for a while, but it's so great. It was perfect timing. I just looked up that guy that you talked to on Tuesday and got the human design thing about being a projector.
Oh, you're a projector, are you?
Yeah, and that whole thing of waiting and being patient and being asked and that kind of thing really fits in well. I wonder, you know, I remember thinking, well, you're so active, and I just sort of wait until someone asks me or something. So that really made sense to me.
Well, let's
not so much the reconnection, but that axiotonal alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Those energies are there. I don't ever feel like I resonated with quadule, but somehow it's easier for me just to have it as a simple energy. I look up to the left and think, mm-hmm. Oh, here you are. And I don't even know what you means.
Well,
but it's there.
I want people at home to know a couple of things. One is the interviewee for Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday was Chetan Parkin, I think it is, and he's got a system called Human Design. HumanDesignForAllOfUs.com, and it's really, and you can do a freebie to find out what your design is. And also Anna herself, who's calling us, and I'm so glad, is the most amazing body worker. So there, that's what I wanted everyone to know.
It's really changed how I work, though.
It did?
Yeah, it's really changed. I'm seeing lines and everything. And the diagonals, I love the diagonals.
Like, and that's from the axiatonal? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. My question is, like, this whole thing of waiting to be asked. Right now it's been really slow, which I've been sort of happy just having the time. But then I think, well, doesn't anybody need me? What am I doing here if somebody needs me? But maybe I'm just shifting, too, and I just need that time to do that. So I'm grateful for it. I'm not complaining.
I know. You appear, I'm not hearing a complaint, actually, but what I want to say is your fields and frequencies around your head and upper torso are swirling in beautiful colors for me in such a way as I think you're reformatting some aspect of your consciousness and how to approach a number of things. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, and the number of things have to do, oh, and it's also, the guides are saying, in your community, that's a lot going on as well. Is that right?
But I don't seem like I was going to go to a party tonight, and I was going to go do this and that, and I don't seem to want to be out there like I used to.
No, you're going
through
something
new. Maybe that's the reformatting.
Honey, you're in a birth
canal.
You're in the birth canal, Anna.
Hmm.
Do you like that?
I don't think I liked it the first time around. I don't know. I was big and late and had a hard time getting out here. It's taken me a long time to say, okay, this is where I want to be. Maybe that's the resistance, like that other gal, just saying, oh, shit, here we go again.
It's good to call up your resistance and release it, because it just seems very interesting to me that there's this beautiful, colorful swirl going around, and I know that and it's part
my
of the
shoulder,
placenta.
My shoulder jolts, though, because it's like too much for my right shoulder.
It's that jolting is an example of how Centaura got uncomfortable, and she gets really uncomfortable in hers. These strange things happen when we're changing from this vibrational being to an unfolding vibrational being. Strange things happen, don't they?
Yeah.
I get odd aches.
One nice thing is that since my mother died, she did leave me a little money, and so I don't absolutely have to be working.
Well,
but I never have really worked for money per se anyway. It's like if somebody asks me, hey, I'm right there. But if they don't, then, well, let's just hang out.
But you've turned into an amazing worker.
Love it. But you're not a projector, I'm sure. What are you?
I'm according to his system, I'm a manifesting generator.
That makes sense.
And apparently I have...
That sounds like more fun. But I guess I shouldn't complain.
Apparently
I am
people...
who I am. It resonated with me. It made me cry and say, oh... That's why it takes so long.
And if people, so the thing I know about you is then you get energized by being invited to come forward, and sometimes can feel left out because somebody hasn't thought to invite you, but then you would come
exactly.
And really perform. Yeah. So
that's very true.
My partner is one too.
That makes sense.
And so is Chaitan himself.
Oh.
I recommend to people to listen to that Paradigm Shifters from Tuesday night if you haven't heard it, or go into Human Design. What is it? Human Design.
I thought I might just go ahead and spend the $20 and get the whole thing, because it really resonated with me.
Yeah, I got it for my grandson just to see if it was good, and I think it's really wonderful for children.
Did it?
What they?
Was
yes.
It?
Yes, and it, because
you're Harry Potter.
My little Harry Potter grandson. But the thing, the reason I'm saying that, Anna, is if somebody had told you when you were little that the description of the projector is like you're someone who would observe, would be a participant, but more like a support until you're invited forward, it would be very different for you than thinking that you were missing something all the way along, right?
Yes, it really would have been very different.
Yeah, so I recommend
cool. So
to people
what is he?
He's a generator.
Oh,
He's very like me. We cross over, but he's a little different, too. But one of the things that's interesting about, for example, the parts in his, and for people at home, he's 6 years old, they were saying that he would be very, very powerful, but he'll lose a lot of his way if he doesn't realize he can be pulled in and out of other people's preferences and other people's whatever they're doing. And I thought, I wish somebody had taught me that when I was little as well. You know,
because you really got pulled into stuff.
Well, I think most people don't. I mean, you work with people. Don't you notice that many, many people do? And to become authentic is a big jobby.
It is. And what you were saying about the lineages, just the other day I burst into tears because I thought, whoa, my dad is totally that Mongolian coming down the steps, and my mom is the Celtic in Ireland and being green and rivers and streams. And I thought, wow, I'm both. And now that mother's gone, it's like I'm thinking of just as much of dad as of her.
Wow. I think there's a bunch more
art
coming
up. I'm crying about putting those two together because they're so opposing.
Oh, how interesting. Well, we have to unfortunately
go. What it makes me feel like is going to Ireland and Scotland, actually.
Oh, good.
Doesn't make me feel like going to Mongolia, though I checked out the train trip from Finland to Beijing by way of Mongolia, and I said, wow, this is a dad trip.
Well, you know, the thing I want to say to you about Mongolia is they're really big on horses. You were good on horses.
I love the... I'm a little afraid of horses, but I love looking at people on horses. I love petting them and everything, and I get on them, but it's just, it's scary. I think I had scary experiences before.
Well, I have to say goodbye to you because otherwise they're going to hook us off.
Yes, we just chat forever. But thank you so much. I'm going to join again. I joined before, but I never had a really good connection, so it was hard for me to do it.
Well, I'm so pleased that you listened tonight and you joined us all.
Thank you, Veronica.
Happy season, my friend.
Okay.
You too. Bye. So that was an interesting call. I'm talking about Chaitin Parkin's System Human Design for Us All.com. I would check it out. You get a freebie there if you look into it and find out what your design is. And that brings us back to the end of this show, which is you can't follow your design if you're simply living out the karma. Sometimes becoming authentic, you have to back away from all that karma long enough to get into your authenticity. This is Veronica Entwistle, and Paradigm Shifters next week is presenting Julie Lohr, and she's got a book called Goddesses for Every Day. She's got a feminine influence for each day of the year, and I think she's got a huge backlog of information on feminine deities and what they bring to the planet. And I'll be looking forward to talking to her. That's 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and we're all hearing about the divine feminine rising up, so let's rise up with Julie Lohr. And was that a click? Also, Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, and her absolutely wonderful team. Stay tuned if you can. They're talking about the rambunctiousness of the energies these days. And we're headed towards solstice. We're headed toward this wonderful celebrative time of year that I call it the season of rebirth. This is Veronica Entwistle. If you have suggestions, comments, feedback, would like a session with me, or for any reason, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistleNoH.com. And let's take one deep breath, call in the universal lights, and breathe them out to one another into the Radiance by Design community. And thank you so much for listening. Many, many blessings. And top of the season and top of the hour, we'll see you again.